Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
No one knows how to help you say I love you like Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse. Sparrows has all the advantages of an attached greenhouse and the largest florist gift showroom in the area. This means gifts galore to say I love you just the way you want. Sparrows will even custom make your love message with hand-painted and country craft items. Sparrows wants to help you say I love you, thank you, good luck, congrats, or whatever else needs to be said just the right way with flowers. Call today for delivery today, 654-5544, or stop by Sparrows Greenhouse and Large showroom.
At Encompass Credit Union, we provide a list of financial services from online and mobile banking technology to easy to apply online loan applications. We offer credit cards and loans at competitive rates. So stop by or give us a call. We can tell you all about the services we offer. We're an equal housing lender. Encompass Credit Union, community minded just like you. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at EncompassCU.org.
Community minded just like you.
Here's the WILO Skywatch weather forecast for all of North Central Indiana.
Including Forest, Mechanicsburg, and Stockwell. Mostly cloudy today. We do have a chance of rain, possibly mixed with flurries, a high of 38. Colder tonight, a chance of snow, a low of 22. And tomorrow, sunny skies, a high of 32. That's your Skywatch weather forecast from WILO. Check out real-time weather radar 24/7 at ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
Let's get back to Party Line. If there's something on your mind or you have a question for our guest, call us toll-free at 1-800-447-4463 or locally 659-3338. Now let's rejoin Party Line on WILO AM and FM.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We're now being joined by our in-studio guest, who's Frankfort Mayor Chris McBarnes. And before we get to Chris, you brought along a special guest. Just go ahead and introduce your guest, if you would, for today.
Yeah, I did, Ken, and I want to say good morning to all my fellow residents and citizens of Frankfort. I hope everyone's had a great week, and you're going to have a great weekend. And before we go any further, I want to thank all of our veterans out there for their service to our country. You know, Ken, going to the polling stations this past week, it's going through my mind. Because of those men and women, we're able to exercise this awesome privilege and freedom and right that we have in our country. So to all of our veterans, we love you dearly. We pray for you, and we thank you. And speaking of veterans, I have a dear friend with me here today that is also a veteran, a young man in his 30s. His name is Nate Jones. Nate served our country valiantly in the Middle East. He is now the Veterans Affairs Director of Delaware County. And Nate is a young man that has had a burden laid on his heart, same as my own, roughly 8 years ago, to serve Muncie, Indiana, as potentially their future mayor. So Nate will be running for mayor in Muncie. He came over today to job shadow me. We're here at the studio. Then we're going to go back and have a department head meeting. And I'm telling you, all the people in Frankfort, keep your eye out for this young man. He's going to do fantastic things. And if you know of anybody over in Muncie, give him a call and tell him they need to look at Nate Jones, because he would be a fantastic mayor.
Looking forward to possibly being mayor, Nate?
Absolutely. I'm kind of encouraged to hear what Chris here has to say. And to be honest with you, it's going to be a fun year. I'm excited to do this.
Well, hopefully everything works out for you, and best of luck to you.
Well, thank you.
Chris, first of all, let's start out with the you had an awful lot of good news this week.
It was one of those weeks. You know, you have more of the other, Ken, than what we had this week in local government. So when we have weeks like this, we want to cherish them. Obviously, one big piece of information we found out: we were fully funded for our community crossings matching grant. The state did give up to us $456,000, which we'll be able to be used for road paving next year. That's a dollar-for-dollar grant, so it gives us the ability to essentially double the amount of road resurfacing that we're able to do. That's one of the top complaints and concerns I know on citizens' minds. I've heard it for the past 8 years, so we've wanted to be very aggressive with this. So that means that we're going to be able to pave a little over $920,000 in roads in the year 2019, which I'm very excited about. Obviously, we'll have the Washington Avenue project coming up. So, you know, here in a few years, our roads are going to be strong here in the city. We're going to make a lot of leeway and forward progress on this piece of infrastructure, this crucial piece of infrastructure in Frankfort, and I'm thankful for that. Want to thank Jason Forsyth, our street superintendent, for all the hard work, because this is a competitive grant. There's a lot of paperwork. There's a lot of narrative. There's a lot of data and statistics that you have to submit. And also, I want to thank our city council for budgeting those funds next year throughout our city budgets in order to make this possible as well. And then, Ken, the other piece of great news that we received, Frankfort has been named the 11th safest city in Indiana. We came in at 50th 2 years ago. Then we jumped to 23rd last year. And then the rankings just came out, and we're up to 11th. And all the thanks goes to our police officers. I am so proud of those guys, the leadership, and Scott Shoemaker and Troy Bacon. I'm biased, but I think we have the best police officers in the state of Indiana and the country, for that matter. These men and women care about the city every day. Obviously, we have police officers in every single one of our schools now, protecting our children, and I can't say enough about them. And I want to thank the community, Ken. Community policing is so important in this initiative. If you see something, say something. And it's been our citizens, our residents, who when they see something in their neighborhood, when they observe something, when they hear something, no one knows their neighborhood better than them. And so they're letting us know. Chief Bacon and Deputy Chief Shoemaker have built that solid relationship between the citizenry and the police force, and that has led to this great ranking. And when you think about how we attract more people to live here, bring more businesses here, drive private investment, create more jobs, safety is darn near number one on that list. So this is big for us moving forward.
Also, I want to go back to community crossings for a minute. Getting this money also takes a little sting off of not getting this stuff this past year.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, I respect the Indiana Department of Transportation. I think Commissioner Joe McGinnis is doing a yeoman's job. Joe comes from local government, being a former mayor of Franklin. Joe and I are good friends, and I got to know Joe because we were elected at the same time. And kudos to Governor Holcomb's administration for making this funding available. Ken, you would probably know better than me, but I think they announced over $100 million in grants through CCMG. So, you know, the state recognizes how limited rural communities' resources are and the need for improving our infrastructure. And here's the thing. This not only impacts neighborhoods, but also when a site selector comes to Frankfort and is looking at, say, putting a factory here in comparison to Macon, Georgia, they're looking at these things. They're looking at the state of our roadways. They're looking at the state of our sidewalks. They're looking at the public safety rankings and the tax rates and the utility rates. It's a package deal. So this is big for economic development as well.
Yeah, the state gave 283 Indiana cities, towns, and counties.
Yeah, and kudos to Clinton County. They brought in a big chunk of money.
They got almost $780,000.
So. Yeah, so Kevin Myers and the commissioners, it's awesome. I think it's great for the community, and many more smoother roads to come here in the city of Frankfort and Clinton County.
Also, you guys at the Board of Works gave the go-ahead for the USB to become part of takeover for Regions Bank.
I've loved the partnership that we've grown with our utility services board. I do not micromanage those folks. Todd Corey is doing a fantastic job leading that organization, looking out for our ratepayers, and our board is doing fantastically, both the council appointments and the mayoral appointments, and they're looking every day about how they can become more efficient and provide better customer service to our ratepayers. So this move over to the east side into a building that has a drive-through window is a little more accessible with parking than our downtown is right now. I think it's a great move putting our billing office in that former Regions Bank site. It's set up for that type of business, so the floor plan doesn't even need to be rearranged. And now, Ken, the Redevelopment Commission and myself and the Board of Works and the City Council, we can look at marketing that historic structure in our downtown to bring in another commercial business to downtown, another retail business to our downtown, to add to the quality of place and amenity infrastructure that we want to see built in Frankfort. Maybe it's a movie theater. Maybe it's another great restaurant. Maybe it's another great boutique clothing store. And I got to tell you, Ken, I've already had one person reach out who's interested in purchasing that building. So I think we're going to see some headway there as well.
You speak of boutiques. We have another one opening tomorrow, grand opening downtown, 11 or 11:30. I can't remember which one it is, but it's going to be right there where Cadel's used to be. So,
you know, Ken, the only thing I'm upset about this whole thing is they have nothing in my size. You know, these, but
or
they,
your style for that matter.
You know, these are women's clothing boutiques, and you know, this is very hot right now. And believe me, Ken, I'm looking at my checking account online through the Farmers Bank, and I think my wife is one of the biggest supporters. So I'm seeing those dollars come out. And it's okay, though. Anything to make her happy and anything to keep our local businesses supported. Yeah, so, you know, now we'll have Whiskey Rose, Moxie Mavens, and then...
Is it Donna's?
That sounds right. I'm not positive.
Sure. I'm not sure either.
I'm not positive, but I believe it's Shan Sheridan's wife that's okay. Opening this new clothing boutique. So it's going to be wonderful, and it just shows businesses are continuing to grow in our downtown. But here's the thing, folks. We got to get out and support these businesses. It's just like places like KJ's Ice Cream Shop or Bridie's Bakery or the soon-to-come Frankie's Coffee Shop on the southeast corner of the square. If we want these businesses to thrive and be here and have more like them, now we have an incumbent responsibility to get out and support them. So we can't complain that we don't have more businesses like that in the community if we don't get out and support them with our own dollars.
Yeah, and the other thing of it is that you also want to expand the downtown over to the northern side of the square as well.
So now what we're going to work on, Ken, you know, we have the east side of the square pretty much in hand. If you look back 8 years ago where Ivy Tech was, where Nickel Plate Flats is now, where Prairie Creek Park is going to be, that area was a mess. It was unsightly. It was along one of our main corridors, and now it's going to be beautiful, especially when PCP's built. Now I want to go across the train tracks up North Main Street, and I want to work on improving infrastructure, lighting, sidewalks, that antique Main Street look. I want to get those buildings filled up. I want to get those facades corrected, and I want to connect that all down to the old cigar factory, which is now the Bankable building, because what the Reich Arts are doing in that building's phenomenal. We can use that as an anchor. So we're not stopping here. We're going to start moving north up Main Street, and as I've been telling our citizens, this is only now going to trickle out into our neighborhoods. Now that we have the core of our community strong and dynamic and vibrant and being the front porch of the community again, now we can continue to roll up our sleeves and let all of this great transformation and progressive development spill over into our neighborhood. So it's good for everyone.
You brought up Prairie Creek Park. What's the status of that right now?
So we opened bids a couple of weeks ago. We are currently vetting all of those bids right now. We're working on some value engineering to bring some costs down. You know, here's the reality, Ken. Right now, the economy is booming with the tariffs that have been put into place. Pricing is going through the roof on construction, on projects like this, on any major public works project for that matter, because contractors can be very choosy with the projects they pick. So the bids came in higher than what we would have liked, and so now we're looking at options of value engineering, speaking with our council members about the proper and most responsible way to move forward. I'm also in communication with some private industry about more contributions and some different financing mechanisms we can use through the private sector to support this project, to offset the cost to the taxpayers. I know people probably get tired of me saying it, but I'm a huge believer in public-private partnerships. That's how we stretch our resources and be responsible fiscally. So that's what we're doing, Ken, but I still fully expect this project to be under construction by the end of the year. I believe it's going to be usable by the Hot Dog Festival next year. We might spill over a little bit into the fall with some aspects of the park, but the majority of the park will be substantially completed.
You know, and the other thing of it is, even though hurricanes don't hit here, you are affected by the cost of what goes on in those natural disasters in the South and every place else.
You absolutely are. And again, with these tariffs, with the economy booming the way it is, these projects are going through the roof on pricing. So now we just have to be responsible. I don't want to diminish the look and the feel of the park, but we have to be responsible with some value engineering options, and we're going to do that to make it a responsible project.
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and take a break here real quick. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrows Florist and Greenhouse, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. We'll be right back.
At Milner Community Healthcare, we're blessed to be a part of restoring people's lives every day. From our loving and dedicated nursing team to our highly skilled therapist, Milner is your place for short-term rehabilitation. We treat a wide range of conditions using clinical programs proven to get the best results. Our goal is the same as yours, to get you back to good health and home as quickly as possible. Make the right choice for your recovery. Choose Milner Community Healthcare.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields, and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Your free local online newspaper, ClintonCountyDailyNews.com, is your number one resource for information as you need it right at your fingertips. We have news, weather, sports, obituaries, the WILO program schedule, over 40,000 community photos, online surveys, community events, and WILO TV archives. Plus, click on the info tab to find out how you can contact your local and state representatives. Find out what the buzz is all about. ClintonCountyDailyNews.com.
This is Party Line on WILO AM and FM. Phone lines are open. Locally call 659-3338 or call toll-free in Kokomo and Lafayette at 1-800-447-4463. Now, let's rejoin Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO.
Welcome back to Party Line. Our sponsors are Wealthy Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, along with ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Our in-studio guest is Frankfort Mayor Chris McBarnes. Chris, want to get backtrack just a sec here. With the last Board of Works meeting, you guys approved some paving for the park. Is that correct, if I remember correctly?
Yeah, so that's one thing. In years past, it's almost as though, you know, we've concentrated on our neighborhood streets, but the TPA park's kind of been forgotten about. And we take for granted the thousands of people that go through our park, especially every year during the Festival of Lights display, which is going to be coming up here very soon. Our park staff's doing a great job there. So we wanted to concentrate more on road paving in TPA park to get that tidied up, to really bring that great amenity in our community to that next level. So yes, you're going to see some more paving on North Park Drive, at the northwest portion of the park, and you're also going to see some more paving off of Burlington. And when we get all of this done, as you go through the Festival of Lights this year, you should have a very smooth experience, so you're able to just enjoy the lights and not worry about roads that have dips and dives and a few potholes.
And if you've never been out there, make sure you get out there, because it's a great sight.
Every year they find a way to make it bigger and better. Uh-huh. Every year. And I don't know how they do it. Our park staff's incredible. And I know Travis Sheets and Joe Ruck are doing a great job. Travis is focusing, on some marketing in the Indy area. We had a record breaking year last year in terms of donations. So thanks to the community for supporting that.
What's the status of the tracks program?
So the local tracks program, we did apply for that grant of roughly $11 million to build an overpass in Frankfort. It was a county-city effort. It was another great partnership between the county and the city, our utility service board, our city council, so on and so forth. We are waiting to hear back the final determination on that. As I've been telling people, it's incredibly competitive for the amount of projects they have, with the amount of money they have. Building overpasses obviously isn't cheap. Ken, we leaned on a couple things in our application in our interview. The economic development impact it will have on our industrial park. Obviously, the convenience factor, because Frankfort is a railroad city. And although our average daily train rate might not be through the roof in comparison to other cities, the fact that we have that switchyard in the west side of town directly close to our downtown, those numbers aren't an accurate reflection on the havoc that trains, they really wreak on daily traffic patterns and flows. So we really push that. And then we also push the safety factor. Ambulances getting back and forth across the tracks, police officers getting back and forth across the tracks, so on and so forth. So I can honestly say we put our best foot forward, and whatever happens, I will have peace in my heart that we did the best that we could. But hopefully, we'll have another great announcement to make soon, hopefully.
You have any idea when that announcement could be?
They told us in November, so I would say before December 1 here in the next couple weeks that we're going to find out.
We haven't got much of November left anymore.
I know. It's the end. It's hard to believe, but the end is coming, yeah.
Yeah, it is. What's the status on the proposed police station?
Right now, we're currently whittling away on our three finalist sites of where we would like our new police station to go. To be transparent with the community, right now we do have one desired site. But that desired site's property owner just isn't willing to work with us on the price. I'm not going to be held hostage to pay $800,000, $900,000 or $1 million for a piece of property that shouldn't even be close to that. I'm not going to do it. And so, you know, we do have other sites that we can fall back to. I've let the property owner know the feelings on that. We're not going to cave in, and we're not going to let someone back us into a corner from a negotiation standpoint. So we're continuing to vet our options. We're going to fall back to option number two at this point in time, and see if we can make any headway there. But we're going to do this financially responsible, and I'm not going to let someone else dictate the terms of what our taxpayers are going to pay for. We have to advocate for them, and we have to get this project where it needs to be to continue to have a balanced budget in this city, which we take a lot of pride in.
All right, we got a phone call here for you. Caller, you're on the air. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was trying to call about something else. Thank you, though.
Okay. All right. Okay. I does have any calls for the mayor, 659-333-8, 1-800-447-4463. The other question I wanted to ask you is that, in your mind, what is the future of the city? And why I'm asking this is because it's changed so much in the last 4 or 5 years. And we got more stuff coming with Washington Avenue, all the downtown projects, State Road 28, all the things we can think about, all the new businesses coming to community. What's the future in your mind, and also what's your future going to be?
Okay, this is what I see. With the leadership and the fundamentals and the mechanisms and the policies we put in place, the utility services and the city of Frankfort, we are running things like a business. We are being fiscally responsible, and that's going to continue in the future. So I see strong cash reserves while at the same time focusing on key elements and investments that we not only need within our departments, but our city infrastructure over the entire community. I see this community attracting new commercial and retail businesses that people want to see here. As we build more amenities like Prairie Creek Park, we improve things like our golf course, our neighborhood streets, our walking trails, our parks in general, we're going to see more of those businesses come to Frankfort. We're going to see that new automobile dealership. We're going to see that new movie theater. Ken, I also see housing improving. That's the next big obstacle for Frankfort. I want to really, really hold those to task that aren't being responsible with their properties. Listen, if we own something in Frankfort, it's our responsibility to this community to make it be the best that we can make it, no different than my own yard in my own home. So we want to keep that standard of excellence, and we all have a part to play when it comes to that. I want to attract new housing in this community. I can see a new subdivision coming to this community in the next couple of years, 30 to 60 new homes. I can see those homes being sold for $180,000 to $250,000. We're getting ready to build a new home on East Clinton Street. Majestic Homes out of Lafayette is purchasing a vacant lot to do that right on the corner of Clinton and Oy. So I see all of those things happening. My own future, Ken, here's the thing. So many people have approached me about continuing our mission and our fight for this city. And I've just been truly humbled by that. I give all the glory to God for that. And here's where Samantha and I are at. We're not going to let this community go backwards. So we're going to be making a big announcement here in the next couple weeks. So encourage everyone to keep their ear to the ground, and the fight will go on. And we're going to let God lead us in this. But I've been humbled by the people that have approached us, and we've done a lot of praying. And so in the next couple weeks, we'll be making a big announcement, and we're going to continue to fight for Frankfort, because this is a fight worth having. And we want to see this community become all it can be for our children and our future grandchildren.
You were talking about the housing addition. Where would that be?
So right now, the southeast side of the community. So back when Fred Carter and the bank developed Meadowbrook and Southridge, those were actually stubbed out to have phase twos. So all the roads are right there. The utilities are right there. That area is platted. So I see those new homes going there. But here's the thing, too. You know, through the hearing authority, these homes that we're knocking down, such as the old gray ghost lot on Clinton Street, which that home was tore down during the Pippinger administration. And I think they did a great job doing that. Now we're going back, and that now that the community is becoming stronger, there's a buzz about it. We are moving forward. We're bringing jobs here. We're bringing investments like $160 million through Frito-Lay, or a new $35 million investment through Donaldson's. We have developers that now want to build in Frankfort. So on that infill lot, we're going to have a brand new home that fits into that historical neighborhood that's going to be marketed for $189,000. So I think we can take some of these infill lots of these old slumlord properties that we've torn down and we're going to tear down and market those to infuse some progress in our neighborhoods. And I think when you do that, it's going to positively impact all the property values and the infrastructure in general in that neighborhood surrounding that new property. And then I also see through our Grants for Grads program, through our Neighborhood Impact program, which is grant for senior citizens, we're going to see older homes renovated so we can keep this old, beautiful Victorian stock of homes in our community as modern and as strong as possible.
You know, a couple of years ago, you guys made a very concerted effort to revitalize the downtown, and I think you guys have done a pretty good job of doing that.
I think so, and it's all been because we've created an environment to let the private sector flourish. Government has a very important role. We need to be making strategic investments that encourage more investors to come in and take a look at Frankfort. Here's the fact of the matter. They weren't. No one was interested in opening up a microbrewery or a movie theater or a women's clothing boutique 7 or 8 years ago. But now that we're building things like Prairie Creek Park, like Nickel Plate Flats, the other great investments in the downtown, people like Dr. Jill Snyder stepping up, now the private sector is looking at us that represent all of these amenities like coffee shops or a steakhouse or a movie theater, and now they're saying, hey, no, look at all the people living here. Look at all the attractions that people are going to come here and experience. I want to cozy my business up next to it. So that's the role of government in doing things very responsibly. That's what I think we've accomplished together as a team, and that's what's going to continue and only grow in the future.
And also, you've got IU Health is going to have their new hospital going up here soon, and the other one across the way there, that's, you know, St. Vincent and Witham, that's going to be another one going across in the other part of town.
Who would have ever thought that Frankfort would have a brand new $30 million hospital? I mean, how, especially with a care provider like IU. Now, I know a lot of people say, you know, well, why in the world are they building this? People can just go right down the road to Witham. It's a waste. Well, number one, it's a private development, so we've got to keep that in mind. The private sector, they have rights in this country, and they've chosen Frankfort, and I'm so glad they've chosen Frankfort. But here's the thing, folks. If we want Frankfort to change, we've got to have fundamentally a healthcare mechanism and that healthcare sector to be strong and healthy with specialists that families can go to, that our senior citizens can go to, that people like my age can go to. You have to have a strong hospital. And that's what we're going to have. We're going to have a modern hospital with a modern emergency department, modern inpatient rooms, a general surgery suite, hopefully a cutting-edge radiology department, a great physical therapy department by the leading healthcare provider in the state of Indiana with Indiana University Health. It's a major win for our community. And then, like you said, Ken, competition's great. We'll have St. Vincent's and Witham across the way on the east side. It's a win-win for everyone. It's a huge step forward for Frankfort.
All right, anything else you want to add before I turn you loose?
No, you know, Nate and I, we're going to head back to the office. We're going to have a department head meeting. But again, folks, Nate Jones, mayoral candidate in Muncie, Indiana, keep your eye on him. Nate, I'm so proud of you. Ken, thanks for the time. And again, thanks to all of our veterans. We love you. I'll see you all on Monday, and I hope everyone has a great weekend. Hope to see you on the streets of Frankfort very soon, Ken.
And before you're back here again, it's Thanksgiving, so have a good Thanksgiving if I don't see you. I'll see you between now and then, but in case I don't, just yell.
You and I see each other about every day because I'll tell you, you honestly, you work harder than me, and you get less sleep than me. You could run this city in a heartbeat. I tell you that all the time.
I know you did. That makes me get a bigger head than I really want to have.
Hartman for mayor, man. Hartman for mayor.
I don't think so.
I'd be your campaign manager.
Okay, maybe we can do it that way.
Okay.
All right, Chris, thanks much.
All right, see you, Ken.
All right, take care. That's going to do it for the show today. Our sponsors are Welty Custom Exteriors, Susan Casper State Farm Insurance, Sparrow's Florist and Greenhouse, Encompass Credit Union, Milner Healthcare, Ivy Tech Community College, Simple Time Antiques, and ClintonCountyDailyNews.com. Everybody have a great day. Have a great weekend. Take good care of yourselves, and we'll see you back here on Monday. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Party Line on 1570 AM and 96.9 FM WILO. Join us again tomorrow morning at 8:30 for our live broadcast, then again at 5 p.m. for the Party Line replay. Party Line is a presentation of Casper Media, keeping you connected for over 60 years. Nobody talks more about Clinton County than WILO.